furniture's getting smaller, and this is natural because living areas are getting smaller because of the high cost of building.
Coming up next, Orange furniture dealer Bob Morin discusses furniture on Visions of America. We don't think much about furniture. It's just something that's there. Orange furniture dealer Bob Morin thinks a lot about furniture, and he sees some changes in furniture styles and the way people regard furniture in the next 100 years.
The styles of furniture have changed, actually not in the last 50 years. Probably it's changed more in the last 10 years than it has in the past 50. Furniture is getting smaller, and this is natural because living areas are getting smaller because of the high cost of building. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people went for large furniture because they had large houses and probably because they had large families. Today, the average room probably is 12 by 12, and you just can't get many pieces of large furniture in it. And the furniture is becoming more functional, more useful in different areas. Another reason why the furniture is changing is that people are probably doing away with traditional living areas like a living room, a formal living room, and going to more family living, where they'll have a kitchen dinette and a family room where they have family kinds of upholstered furniture in the area. Well, I think one of the big things that will happen, and this is not original, it's just from what I've read and in different magazines that come out over a period of time. They're saying that most people in the next 50 to 100 years will be living up rather than out. In other words, they won't. Land will be so valuable and expensive and scarce with the population increase that people will be living in high rises. As a result of that, they'll need less of the furniture that they're using today. It would take a lot of imagination, I think, to even begin to guess what furniture will be like 100 years from now. You'll find a lot of furniture that has more than one use: a bed at night, a sofa in the daytime. With crowded living areas, you'll find fold-away furniture, inflatable furniture. There's some of that in the market now, you know. Mm-hmm. And the kind of things that can be carried easily from place to place with people moving as they do. So I think that the old heavy kinds of furniture that I remember when I was growing up, I doubt if you remember this, but I can well remember the heavy pieces of the heavy beds, the heavy sideboards, that kind of furniture, because it's heavy and because it doesn't serve the purpose that it served then. I don't think you'll see much of this kind of furniture. On refrigeration, appliances, in areas where there are people living close together, you'll probably find, as there are now in condominiums and high-rise apartment houses, areas where they can go and do their washing in local areas, or areas that are connected with the apartment living. Refrigeration, I have a feeling that in the next 50 to 100 years, the kinds of food we eat today maybe won't need refrigeration, you know? So there won't be the need for refrigerated food. Heating a house, probably as we know it, conventional fuels and electricity today, from what we hear and see and read about, solar heating, and you probably won't have electricity for heat or conventional gas and coal for fuel. These are just some of the things. Of course, as I say, looking back just 20 or 30 years and looking ahead that long, I think our judgment is better than looking at 100 years. As far as cooking is concerned, I doubt that the conventional range 30 years from now will even be in use. I don't think they'll be cooking with heat. They'll be cooking with your microwave. In refrigeration, there's not much that I can see that they can change as far as the method of refrigeration. Cooking, yes. Refrigerating, no. But I think people's tastes will change. Young people today probably are buying differently than we did when we were the age of the buying couples today. Money wasn't as prevalent, really. There wasn't that much money as there is today. young people are more prone to buy things with credit today than they were 50 years ago. And credit will always be with us. That's one thing I'm sure of.
Orange furniture dealer Bob Morin discussing the future of furniture and appliances between now and 2076. For Visions of America, I'm Russ Roberts.